fracking, and drinking water contamination. It's complicated. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. Pennsylvania has received at least 3,000 water supply complaints since 2007, when fracking took off in the state. The Department of Environmental Protection provided data to the Center for Public Integrity on over 1,800 of those complaints. For more than half, DEP's investigation took longer than the agency's target of 45 days to complete. Overall, DEP found a connection to oil and gas activity in less than 300 of the complaints. Stanford professor Rob Jackson has been researching fracking and water since 2010. He says people whose water has actually been contaminated by fracking are a small minority.
Having said that, we've sampled quite a few people who we believe there's very strong evidence for impacts to their drinking water, and they can't get anyone to listen.
When his team found evidence of contamination in Texas and Pennsylvania, they got pushback from the industry and even state regulators. When they didn't find contamination in Arkansas, they got pushback from the environmental community. He said someone is always upset.
It's a challenging social environment to work in. It's not for the faint of heart.
The DEP declined interview requests by the Center for Public Integrity, as did gas companies and industry groups. But in a statement, the DEP said it's close to finalizing rules on gas drilling to, quote, strengthen the protections for water supplies. The Center for Public Integrity's full report comes out today. You can find it at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. And there are more stories from this investigation later this week on our show. Air quality in the Pittsburgh region already flunks EPA standards. So to build its new ethane cracker in Beaver County, Shell has to offset its pollution by buying what are called emission reduction credits, basically allowances the company has to buy from other facilities that have cut down on their pollution. But all of the credits Shell has bought so far are from facilities that are already closed. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports that may pose a challenge to cleaning up the region's air.
Most of the credits Shell is buying are from coal-fired power plants that have been closed down, in some cases for 4 years. Myron Arnowitt is with the environmental group Clean Water Action. He says counting pollution from these shuttered plants against Shell's pollution allotment means that smog the region is no longer breathing today will be coming back in the form of Shell's new plant.
It is very difficult for a region like ours to continue to make progress on improving our air quality if we allow companies to essentially keep emitting the same amount of pollution long after the companies have been closed.
Being able to backdate these pollution credits is perfectly legal. Some argue they're the only way to allow for companies to bring any new projects online, and they're an incentive to close older, dirtier plants. Arnowitt and other environmental groups say one relatively easy way for Shell to keep air pollution at a minimum would be to allow for air monitors to be placed just outside its property to detect leaks before they can cause widespread damage. But thus far, the company has refused, and the state hasn't required it. Environmental groups are appealing Shell's air permit. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Carol Holsapple.